Officially the biggest market share commercial radio show on the dial, the Frank Mitchell Phone-In, Monday to Friday, 9 until noon on U105.
Good morning, Frank.
You do wonder where the 25 years have gone, Barbara. What are your memories of that? Because it was a harrowing time for you when you were there with TVAM.
Well, it was indeed. It was, in fact, it was a game changer for the media altogether. It was a very heavily televised war with new technologies and almost daily, in fact, daily broadcasts from the Middle East showing what was going on then. I had arrived in Saudi Arabia in December 1990, and by that stage Saddam Hussein had already been in Kuwait and was remaining in Kuwait. He was given until January the 15th to move out. He didn't. That deadline passed, and as you heard George Bush there saying that they were now at war with Iraq, and the coalition forces started to move in on January the 17th. It began with the air bombardment, and then the ground war started, which then became Desert Storm. I was there. I had been involved as part of the mobile reporting team with embedded with soldiers, but I decided, along with my cameraman, to cross the desert on our own to get to Kuwait. We didn't want to be corralled by the military. We wanted to see what was going on and report what was actually going on. So we crossed the desert in a 4x4, which we had painted sand-coloured to blend in with the rest of the military advancing. We got stuck in a minefield for several hours, but then managed to slowly make our way out and got into Kuwait just as the Iraqis were retreating. And there was a lot of gunfire, obviously, going on at the time, but we got in as it was being liberated. And I later found out that my broadcast was the exclusive report on the liberation of Kuwait. Back in those times, too, Frank, we didn't have mobile phones, so we had to wait until we got our satellite dish in to feed that report. But it was a very different time for the media and opening up what was going on to the world at that time.
How close to the landmines were you? Do I remember you narrowly escaping injury?
Yes, I was about 5 or 6 inches. The wheel of our vehicle was about 5 or 6 inches from a landmine. My cameraman, who was driving at the time, actually spotted it just in time. So we gingerly had to make our way out. And I remember thinking at that time, you know, there's nothing I can do about this. If I'm caught in an explosion, then so be it. There's nothing I can do about it. But we got out. On the way, too, we saw a number of Iraqis surrendering with their white flags, and we actually stopped to give a couple of them some water, and which I was later told was a very, very foolish thing to do, because they were armed. We had to disarm them, but they were armed, and they could have shot us dead and escaped in our 4x4.
Did you say you disarmed them?
Yes, because they approached us waving the white flag and, you know, patting the side of their pockets. When I lifted up the jacket, I discovered that there was a pistol there. And he was wanting me to take it out, and I didn't know how to take the bullets out of a pistol. But my cameraman, who had been in the army himself, emptied the magazine, and it was only later we discovered that I realized that we could have shot us dead and escaped in the vehicle. So we had some harrowing moments, and you know, we escaped without any injury at that time.
And when you see the modern day reporter, you're still a modern day reporter, but when you see some of the young guns who are over in the front line in Syria and whatever, with all the high tech equipment where you can practically broadcast, yes, live from it as the event is happening, do you think more and more risk is being taken now? The further we go with technology, the greater the risk or not?
I think there is a greater risk, and we saw that during the second Gulf War, when a number of journalists and cameramen went out on their own and to do those live broadcasts and didn't come back again. So, yes, the more technology and the need for instant news creates a greater danger for journalists out and about.
And do you have, when you look back on it, you know, do you have the occasional sleepless night of a young reporter taking risks 25 years ago, or do you just have a great sense of pride in that well-remembered report from all those from the quarter of a century back?
Well, I still remember the most vivid memory I have is of bodies, mutilated bodies, and I won't go into to that too much, but those are the images when I think back to my time in the desert. But at that time, as a young journalist, younger journalist, my main aim was to, and focus was to make sure that I got an accurate report, and I was able to get it back again. Because there were many a time I would have been filming, and I would have to persuade, once we got into Kuwait, we would have to persuade Arab taxi drivers to take the 5-hour drive back across the desert to our base at Riyadh. And I didn't know until after things had settled down quite considerably whether those reports ever got back again. But we promised the drivers that once they got to our base, they would be paid for the delivery of the tapes.
It's incredible that we do take for granted the blimmin' mobile phone in this day and age, and the instant access that we now have. Barbara, it's the anniversary of it. It's been marked, of course. Veterans and members of the armed forces are gathering at events across the UK to mark the 25th anniversary of the first Gulf War. Wreath-laying service is taking place at St Paul's Cathedral in London to honour the 53,000 British personnel who were deployed.
That would be the ceasefire, the 25th anniversary of the ceasefire. It was declared on February 28th. That's the actual start of the war was in August 1990. The start of the invasion was 1990, but it's 25 years since that all ended.
Barbara, I could be flippant and say I was at school watching you, but no, I was very much here working, being impressed by the job that you were doing across there at the time. Thanks for speaking to us this morning. Thank you. That's it, Barbara McCann there.
Get involved with the Frank Mitchell phone-in. Call us on 90 333 105. Text us on 077 66 105 105. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. And if you've missed any of our interviews, go to u105.com/catch-up.